An Arizona dentist about to leave the country for 2 years of missionary work in 2015 had to be tested 4 times for prostate cancer after his doctor directed that he have his blood drawn at a Theranos site in a Walgreens store. Testifying Thursday in the criminal fraud trial of Elizabeth Holmes, founder and CEO of the now-defunct blood testing company Theranos, Arizona Dr. Mark Burns said that he sent his patient, a dentist named Merrill Ellsworth, to the Walgreens down the street because the test required for the trip was not covered by insurance and the Theranos method would be cheaper than conventional labs. But cheaper turned out not to be better. The first Theranos result showed an unusually high prostate antigen level of 26.1. Anything over a value of the 4th of May be cause for concern, Byrne said, although the increase in a patient's numbers from year to year is a better metric. Burns ordered a second test, also administered by Theranos, which came back at a more normal level of 1.71. But a third Theranos test, run after Dr. Burns talked to Theranos regional lab director to try to resolve the conflicting results, came back at 22.8. At that point, Burns testified, he told Theranos he wanted the screening done using a traditional venous draw, not the fingerstick method used in the first 3 tests and touted by Theranos as a revolutionary blood testing option. The 4th test, with a value of 0.95, left Burns more reassured about his patient's health. He testified that he believed the 1st and 3rd tests were due to Theranos lab errors, a suspicion that was confirmed in spring of 2016 when he received a notice from Theranos voiding those 2 results. Holmes is charged with 12 counts of wire fraud based on allegedly false and misleading statements made to investors, doctors and patients about the now-defunct company's blood testing technology. Filling in some evidentiary gaps as the prosecution case winds down, Assistant U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Schenck highlighted the fact that Ellsworth's test results were faxed from Theranos to Burns' office in Arizona. The transmission of laboratory blood results for patient ME is the basis for one of the wire fraud counts in the indictment, each of which requires some form of interstate wire communication. Cross-examining Burns, Holmes' defense attorney Catherine Treffs asked if the 650 area code listed for Theranos' fax number meant that the fax originated in Arizona, leaving the Northern Californians in the courtroom audience scratching their heads since 650 is an area code on the peninsula. When Treffs asked Burns whether errors could occur in any clinical lab, Burns said such errors were very rare. Trying to get at the risks of prostate screening tests, Treffs then asked, "You don't always recommend the prostate test for males over 50, do you?" Burns responded, "Yes, I do." When it was Schenck's turn again, Burns testified that the main risk from prostate screening was an inaccurate result. Another wire fraud count in the indictment was filled in by the testimony of patient Erin Tompkins on Wednesday about a false positive HIV result that she received from Theranos. On cross-examination Thursday, Treffs showed Tompkins a complex decision tree for HIV test interpretation, asking Tompkins, "Do you see that? With respect to each step." Tompkins, who testified that she had no medical training, could only acknowledge that she could, in fact, see the chart. The rest of the day was devoted to the long-awaited testimony of Roger Parloff, the Fortune magazine writer who did a June 2014 cover article that catapulted Holmes and Theranos into the public eye. Prosecutor John Bostick walked Parloff through a series of statements by Holmes, which the jury heard either on recordings made by Parloff or saw on documents she sent to him, that could have been a summary of the government's charges. Holmes told Parloff that Theranos could run any test available in conventional labs, that it had over 200 tests up and running using the fingersticks and proprietary analyzers and would soon offer more than 1,000, that the tests provided the highest level of quality, and that the technology had been used by the military in Afghanistan. Holmes also sent Parloff 2 separate validation reports, one with the Pfizer logo and another supposedly from Schering Plough, that earlier witnesses have testified were created by Theranos and never endorsed by these companies. The tapes reflect a puzzled Parloff trying to understand why, with so many tests supposedly available using a fingerstick, many patients getting Theranos tests at Walgreens were having blood drawn venously. Holmes, in one of many elaborate explanations, heard on the recordings, said that even though all patient blood tests were analyzed on the Theranos devices, venous draws were sometimes necessary to handle volume, because of the capacity that we have within those systems within any given point in time. The trial will continue on Friday.